everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory. She's a Brazilian-born beauty that was catapulted to CoverGirl fame and later international stardom for her hauntingly beautiful portrayal of Dorothy in the now iconic The Summer of 42, and this just for starters. She would later grace the screen with the legendary John Wayne, a.k.a. The Duke, Chuck Norris, Robert Duvall, Donald Sutherland, and Anthony Quinn, just to name a few. Her subsequent autobiography, Surviving Myself, tells the rest of her story, behind the glitter, the fame, the heartbreak, and the pain, and her decision to turn her pain into purpose, and beautifully so. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back to Testimony, a joy and honor indeed, internationally acclaimed CoverGirl model, actress, film and television star, as well as producer, director, author of multiple books, speaker, proud mother of three and grandmother of four, as well as pro-life activist, philanthropist, and finally, which we will talk about today, founder and president of Hope and Healing at Hillinglade, a nonprofit organization providing equine-assisted therapy for veterans, first responders, and their families. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome everybody's cover girl, Jennifer O'Neill. Jennifer, welcome to Testimony.
You're so kind. Thank you for having me back again. You're such a delight. Your show is wonderful, and I'm honored to be here.
Well, it's an honor to have you, and you truly are a cover girl without the lifts. Now, is it the makeup, good genes, the Lord, or all three?
I think it's genes. I think it's genes. My mother was English, and unlike myself, she never went into the sun, which is pretty damaging. So at 94, she looked 12, and high cheekbones and all the beauty of the English woman. So I attribute all of it to just God's grace. I am white-haired now. My whole career as Jennifer O'Neill was my original color, brunette, and I've decided that God has a better brush for ourselves than any hairdresser. So many of my friends say, why have you let yourself go white? And I do have white, white hair, and I just call it wisdom.
Amen. Well, you look fabulous. So let's get right to it. First question. Tell us about Hillinglade, your passion for horses, and how both are helping to give hope and healing to veterans, first responders, and their families.
I believe, Jensen, that I came out of my mother's womb loving horses. Growing up, there was something about the unconditional love of animals. They didn't care if you had a bad hair day, if you were in a bad mood. They were just marvelous. And horses were at the top of the list, although I love all animals. My parents did not, being city individuals from London and New York City, didn't understand that in me. So I grew up sort of feeling invisible. My parents were old school, so kids should be in the background, not heard, seen but not heard. And so I started working at 15 to model, which was painful for me because I was extremely shy. But when they moved into the city when I was 14, after some trauma, somebody suggested I might go to Eileen Ford's modeling agency, which I didn't know, but of course was the top of the line, was accepted and started to work to get my horses, giving you some background a little bit of how God recycles dreams. I'm 71 now, and for the last 10 years, have a farm with my husband of 24 years, amazingly so, 20 minutes northwest of Nashville. And we have created a space, the therapeutic wonder of horses, and fabulous ability to let our wonderful heroes and their families come and spend time at the farm to restore and renew a safe place for our military. And I don't mean to go on to a diatribe, but many of our heroes don't want to acknowledge that they might be struggling in areas of PTSD. The higher rates of suicide are well beyond 25 a day for the people who protect our freedoms. And we in the private sector have to step up. The divorce rate within those family units, because anyone who's serving their entire family is serving. So I was drawn to that theme, starting with my dad way back when, from inception. My dad was a bona fide war hero. And I have to keep remembering that he was only 22 or 23 when he was a captain of a B-17 in World War II, shot down on his second-to-last mission, and was in the prison camp that they made the movie about, The Great Escape, for 2.5 years, went back to London to get his bride, and then whisk her off to Brazil. All very romantic it was to me. And I grew up with Victory at Sea on TV. Your older listeners might remember that. War at that time, World War II, the enemy was very clear and defined, and everyone was a hero. So I grew up with a dad that I read about in school and books. He was really, as I said, a bona fide hero. I, of course, wanted to have a husband like my dad. Don't all little girls? So I married into military. And later found with my third child that his father, who I married twice, Vietnam Marine, is 100% disabled from PTSD. So when we were married, we didn't even know what PTSD meant. It's been called all kinds of different names over the years, but is finally being recognized as a real issue within our heroes, many of whom today are coming home. And the family unit is suffering, the individuals are suffering, and as I mentioned before, the suicide rate is insane. So given that, I know what my horses had done for me over the years. Even in Israel since the 1980s, it has been documented that equine-assisted therapy, especially with PTSD and issues of that deep nature, physical, emotional, have been so successful. So we opened our farm, my husband and I, in 2010 and stopped showing horses and breeding horses. That was my prize. And God, as I said earlier, recycled my dreams into opening our doors and inviting everyone in to have celebrations, retreats, and now deeper healing with the therapeutic horses.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to actress, author, and founder and president of hillandglade.org, Jennifer O'Neill. Jennifer, give us an example of one of your most stirring stories to date of horse therapy and recovery.
Good question, my friend. There are so many. Let me preface my next statement by saying that horses are incredibly therapeutic by nature. God was in a good mood when he made a horse. Jesus is coming back on a horse. So they are large, amazing animals. Unlike dogs, they are prey animals and herd animals. So unless a dog has been abused, they're going to come up to you, wag their tail, and say hi. But a horse is always going to check you out first and see if you're going to hurt them. So what a horse requires is a relationship. And when we work with the horses in a therapeutic manner, we work with them in regard to creating that relationship. And that calls upon communication, trust, physical demeanor, being present at the time. Many PTSD sufferers find it difficult to be present at the time. It's hard not to be present at the time with a 1,500-pound animal in front of you. They're looking at you, you're looking at them, and there is a beautiful bond to be had. So some of the stories are amazing, and they continue to be so. Right as we speak, we're hosting the USO for the second year. We're Fort Campbell's official equine outreach among our regular people who come in here for therapy. So there is nothing like a warrior speaking to a warrior, but there's nothing like a warrior dealing with a horse that is looking to find not dominance over them, but a relationship. One of my favorite stories in this regard wasn't really with the father warrior or the mom warrior, because we have them, but it was a teenage girl, part of a family, a warrior family, and she came in and she was in a rage, and we were kind of dealing with a lot of teenage issues with that group that was there. There might have been six or seven of them, all of whom successfully groomed the horses, learned the 17, it's amazing, horses have 17 expressions of telling you how they feel, more than a monkey. Whether it's their ear turn, furrowed brow, all the way to turning their back on you and say, don't get near me or I'll kick you. Because they are herd animals and they have to trust first. So everyone, all these teenagers were doing well, except this girl that I had noticed clearly that she had come in a storm, upset. So she was the last one to work this very, very nice mare, and this mare didn't want to have anything to do with her. So I went over, and she got very frustrated, and I went over and helped her put the halter on and the lead rope, and the mare would not go with her, and then she started screaming, and she said, this stupid horse. What is wrong with this stupid horse? And I said, well, would you go with you? You're in such a rage. Mm-hmm. And the next day, Jensen, she came back, and she was, her whole demeanor had changed. This horse did what we call hook on, where the horse without any kind of lead comes over, accepts you, and actually befriends you. And it just changed, it just completely flipped her attitude over, because she realized that she was just so angry. She wasn't inviting the horse in, but she wasn't also inviting her friends, her family, or anyone else in. And then the deeper therapy can start.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Jennifer O'Neill, internationally acclaimed CoverGirl model, actress, author, and so much more, and now founder and president of Hope and Healing at Hillenglade, a beautiful nonprofit birthed from a passion for horses, now providing equine-assisted therapy for our veterans, first responders, and their families. You can learn more about Jennifer's work, ministry, and mission by visiting hillenglade.org and jenniferoneill.com, and get informed, get help, and then help support an organization that is helping our veterans heal and their families too. Jennifer, thank you for taking precious time to share just a little of your amazing story and ongoing endeavor to help and heal those suffering from PTSD. We look forward to hearing much, much more next week. God bless you.
God bless you, and I'll circle the wagons with you, and thank you for the work you do. Awesome.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony. Last week, you heard just a sampling of the amazing life and ministry of internationally acclaimed CoverGirl model, actress, and author of Surviving Myself and So Much More, and now founder and president of Hope and Healing at Hillenglade, a beautiful ministry retreat providing equine therapy for our military heroes, their families, and first responders suffering from PTSD or really trauma of any kind. Would you welcome back to Testimony, always a joy, the fabulous Jennifer O'Neill. Jennifer, welcome back to Testimony.
Thank you for having me again, and again and again, I hope.
Well, I look forward to having you back again and again because you are doing so much in so many arenas. But let's get back to our topic last week. You are founder and president of hillandglade.org. Your passion for horses and helping our veterans, first responders, and their families with equine therapy. So let's get right to it. Recently, Home Depot provided manpower and resources to upgrade and enhance your Hill and Glade farm located in beautiful Tennessee. Tell us about that and the impact it is having.
Well, it's really exciting when corporate entities step up, and Home Depot did a beautiful job. If you go to our website, you can see that they took some of our 10-acre farm and it kind of exploded like a chia pet. We're still working on it a year later to finish out, but it was very exciting to be chosen by Home Depot to represent some of the private sector who are doing work for our incredible heroes and their families. So that was a giant step forward. They're finishing out our mess hall. We are looking for grants and so forth to finish. But we now, after 10 years, I have to say, I'm so thrilled. We do have our indoor round pen, because healing, deeper healing, when you're dealing with PTSD, different issues with the families, individual issues, creating a safe place to come. And may I do a side note here, Jensen, that a lot of our warriors don't want to admit that they're struggling with certain issues because they may want to be deployed again. They may want not to accept in themselves that they are struggling. And so to create, which we have at Hill and Glade, serving over 4,000 since 2010, a safe place to celebrate the family, to just relax, but also do the deeper healing. And now we have the round pen. We don't have to say in the fall, bye, see you in the spring, because healing should not be on a weather-permitted basis. So this is what we're doing here. It's such an honor to be able to serve those that serve us so well, and it's so important that the private sector, I almost want to cry, step up for these amazing families and individuals, because sometimes we think, oh, there's nothing we can do, and I'm not advocating to support Hill and Glade, although that would be lovely, but look around to your listeners and see what we can do on the private sector side to lift up these amazing people who we do not have our freedoms here without them.
Amen and amen. Big fan of our military, all branches, and you nailed it, Jennifer O'Neill. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to founder and president of hillandglade.org. That's HILLENGLADE.org to get more information. So, Jennifer, walk us through the practicality of equine therapy and how you vet someone wanting your services if they're suicidal, which we touched upon last week, that 22 to 25 veterans commit suicide.
At the very least.
Yeah, every day. How do you vet that for those participating, or do you?
Well, let me just share this on a personal note, because my husband of 24 years is protective, and we can hear some nightmare war stories about people who are suffering. We work with Fort Campbell, we work with Operation Stand Down, we work with various organizations, including the VA, that recommend the people. We are Fort Campbell's right arm for the equine. So you can always call our website and get a hold of us if you're not connected to any of those organizations per se, and we'll definitely talk it through. But basically, as a vetting umbrella to who comes here, people need to want to be here. They want to grow. They may feel a little uncomfortable. I had a warrior that came in on one of our big celebrations, 300 people here. Everything's free here. And he came in. His name is Ray. Kathy Lee Gifford on the Today Show did a story on him. And he came in and he just sat down with his three kids and his wife and his mother-in-law with his head on the table. And then he saw Brûlé Pony. And he got up with his cane and he walked over. And he's our poster man with the horses. There is something magical about these animals. There are many ways to help our veteran, fishing and music and this and that. Mm-hmm. But we still, no matter where we are qualified, we need to step up and offer whatever we have to them. Horses are historically healing. And because of their nature, which we mentioned on the last show, they're herd animals and they're prey animals. So the whole experience of getting in a round pen is not about riding. It's about bonding with that animal, creating a communication and a trust with that animal, not a dominance, and realizing that your body language, your tensions, they feel. And when we can get that individual or family team over that, the horses respond. They practically sit in your lap. So yeah, it's a beautiful thing to see.
Is your program faith-based, or can anyone of any faith participate?
We are a complete open turnstile to anyone, but we are clearly faith-based in Christ. Our team are believers, but all we want to do is be the hands and feet of Jesus, and by not Bible-thumping, but gracious generosity, hospitality, and movement, invite people to know maybe what we know if they don't know Christ. But no, the heartbeat of my life is Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, pro-life, pro-people. And yet we have to, and we do, invite everyone in. There's no one who's excluded.
Amen and amen. And I love the scripture that says they will know we are Christians by our love. I want to shift gears just a tad. You recently finished a rewrite of your autobiography, as I understand it, Surviving Myself.
What an appropriate title.
And I love your story. What's changed since the original release, and does this give the reader even more hope? Can you explain?
Well, you know, it was a great title because that is the story of my life. I didn't come to my faith in Jesus Christ until I was 38 years old. I don't know how I survived, except through the grace of God, even before I knew who Jesus was. I always believed in God, but I didn't have a clue. No one told me. No one invited me to know Jesus Christ. How crazy is that? In New York City and moving through. So I came at 38 years old to when I was carrying my last child after 9 miscarriages. My last child, who, by the way, Coop is 33 years old now and in ministry and anointed beyond craziness. But the story, when I did a publishing deal with Word Warner Curb maybe 8 years ago, they asked me to update my autobiography to date. So I think it runs right through perhaps up to 3 years ago. And that was a nice request. I said, who wants to hear my life again? Because it was so craggy and crazy, but what Jesus Christ did in it was so amazing. I have no interest in my story, but I have an interest in what God can do in anyone's life. It's put your seatbelt on if you read the book. And yet, we are all a work in progress. We continue to move through finding God's purpose in our lives, settling into his tenet and what his word says. And as I said in your other show, I'm 71 now, white-haired, hope that people, even though they go by me in the grocery store and don't recognize me, it's just fine. I I call my white hair my wisdom, and there is a baton to be passed by every single person. I don't care if they're 12 or 120, where God can work in their lives at any time during that period of time, and that we all have a testimony that testifies to His grace and glory, and we need to trust Him. And I say this because I'm the worst offender, kind of like Paul. When troubles come along, when tests come along, when shifts come along in life, and I seem to have one after the other, I am trying to and do respect them as graduation gifts, that He doesn't give us any more than we can handle, but He gives us a way out. And just the other day, I considered the fact He gives us a way out. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the way. And so no matter what's going on, we have our Savior, we have a way out, and the more that any one of your listeners are being tested, please know that it's a compliment, because He's going to move you up in the ranks. There is reward in heaven, and we don't want to be saved by the skin of our teeth.
And you're a great preacher, too. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Jennifer O'Neill, internationally acclaimed CoverGirl model, actress, film and television star, author, speaker, producer, founder and president of Hope and Healing at Hillenglade. You can learn more about Jennifer's work, ministry and mission by visiting hillenglade.org and jenniferoneill.com, and get informed, get help, and then help support an organization that is truly helping veterans and first responders mend and heal. You will be blessed. You did. Jennifer, thank you again for taking precious time to share more of your amazing story in your endeavors to heal those suffering from trauma through equine therapy. I'm reminded of the scripture in Psalm 143, verse 7, and I quote, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Your equine therapy farm, Hope and Healing at Hillenglade, is doing just that, and powerfully so. We thank you, our veterans, first responders, and families thank you. God bless you, and I know He does. Thank you, Jennifer.
But I want to thank you. Your show is amazing, and your heart is even bigger. So thank you for including me in it.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.